McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome along, Sunday Rub MCG, the biggest day of the home and away season, Anzac Day. Hope it has been a fantastic Anzac Day for you all, that you've had time to reflect. Packed house at the MCG, Collingwood set to take on Essendon. I look around and my main man here on a Sunday, Wayne Carey, is here. Hello to you, Ducky boy.
Hello, Howie, and thanks for just trying to trip me up because I was halfway through a mouthful of food, but thank you.
Well, I would have introduced our next man.
I will say this, Howie. It is a privilege that we all sit here today because of the women and men that serve this great country of ours, and women and men all around the world, in actual fact, that do the same thing. But it's just great to be here. It is a great day, and really looking forward to what should be a very interesting game of footy, given where they both sit, these two teams.
It'll be a fantastic game. And you just heard, unusually, the voice of Luke Darcy there in the background. Nathan Brown comes every week on a Sunday. He does your Gold Coast versus Port Adelaide.
Who's sitting next to me?
Well, Ross will be here. But what I'm trying to say to you is Nathan does the small games, the medium games, and there is no bigger game. And all of a sudden, there's a change to the roster.
Yeah,
and like Darcy's here and Nathan's not.
I think
now, what has
my
happened?
Understanding is that management went, big occasion, you just roll in. That is as simple as I can put it, Howie. I'm not sure there's any other way to explain it. And that sometimes is life.
Just sometimes you just look at something and you just say, that makes sense.
Hey, you're up for
this
occasion.
Makes sense.
So that's
sense.
It. That's it for Nathan Brown. So much to talk about in this game. Mickey Roberts is here.
He's been cheating on the quiz as well.
Well, that's true. Hello to you, Mickey. Always great to see you on any day, but on a day like today, everyone's got an extra spring in their step. They've had a chance to reflect. Beautiful to see you.
Oh, yeah, the warm-up, the entrees, really from Friday. And you do your functions and you listen to some great stories. You interview people from Afghanistan that have fought in the war, veterans, the whole lot. And then it builds to this Sunday between Essendon and Collingwood. And the AFL just get it. Actually, the crowd get it, Howie. Mm. You sit down there and there's silence, golden silence. And there's such respect. The players are so enthused by the fact that they're playing out in the G on a finals-like day. It's sensational.
Enormous respect for you, Robbo, can I just say. I sat at the back before just doing the preparation. Duck and Robbo and I looking at a video that Robbo had presented beforehand. I look at Duck on Anzac Day and he's got a beautiful jacket on, especially for the occasion. He's gone and paid his respects to the Anzac. And I look in the front. I don't know how you roll normally on a Sunday, but the man from Torquay or whereabouts down there, he's coming board shorts and thongs on Anzac Day.
It's not respectful. Although I will say this, the Diggers would have loved the thongs. The Diggers would have loved the thongs.
There you go.
No doubt about that.
There you go.
Did you get lost somewhere? Have you slept in a homeless shelter? Anzac Day, mate. Do you feel a bit out of place?
No, I don't.
I reckon the Diggers would love that. I reckon if they had a look at him, they'd like it.
Oh, I think you're right, Duck. And I think the bloke that's sort of written into his contract that he has to be here today and got rid of our main man
can't
say too much.
No, just before.
Ross Lyon will not be too far away. Hey, last night. Let's have a chat about last night's game. Incredible. Richmond kicked the first couple of goals and I thought, here we go. This is a contender-pretender operation. And then Melbourne were outstanding, Darcy,
right,
as you would know.
Right here at the MCG, Howie. And I'm with you. First 15 minutes, you thought, oh, it's a step up in class for the D's, Duck. The pressure at Richmond's going to be too much. And we're looking at a serious blow at Richmond's way. For them to wrestle the game back and then dismantle the Tigers, it was just a game-changing moment for Melbourne.
What changed my mind? A couple of weeks ago, Darcy, I watched Melbourne play Geelong. And they should have won by more in that particular game. And I thought if there was a game that Melbourne might drop, it'd be that one. Then you go to last week and you see them play against Hawthorn and you think, oh, you know, this is just who knows. And then the last quarter, they were unbelievable last week. So for me, watching that, I tipped Melbourne last night. I don't want to, you know, I did.
I don't want to back over it.
I also tipped West Coast. But I do want to say that I tipped Melbourne. And you know what? They look like the real deal now. Their confidence is up. They're young guys. They're senior guys. Great to see Nate Jones, by the way. What a servant he has been for this footy club. 300 games he's been through. He's been through the absolute tough times of this footy club and now reaping some rewards. And he looks hungry, Darce.
He does.
To me. He looks really hungry. He wants to stay in this team because they certainly look on the way to some success.
Howie, 98 wins he had, Nate Jones, in his 300 games. So
it's the least of any player that's played 300.
That's tough, isn't it, Ross? That's
Ross Lyon. Hello, Rossy.
That duck pick Melbourne, I love that.
Yes, thanks, Ross.
It is. Like, it'd be tough. He's been
through the tanking issue or the non-tanking issue.
He played through everything.
Neil, Dean Bailey, who's love coach.
How many coaches has he had? Did you go through that last night at all?
I'm not sure what the number is, but...
Well, be fair to say, we used to sit here on a Sunday doing them constantly, and every month there'd be a new coach rolled through the place.
Yeah,
Triple
had a few.
He's had a few captains. Trengove was his captain.
He was.
A young fella.
A couple of young skippers.
That's exciting, isn't it? But he needed to get moving. But he played well yesterday. So I thought he'd be under some selection pressure, but, you know, romance come through. But great win, wasn't it?
Oh, it was
lit
great.
Up the season.
It really is the up-and-comers against the champs.
Ross, did you have a lot of romance if you had been 300 games? Nate Jones is maybe a 50-50 on that sort of occasion. Where did you sit?
Yeah, I was very sentimental, you know. Always let my heart run my head.
What I'm loving about Ross on a Sunday, Das, is he calls a spade a shovel.
I've been hearing some of Ross, it is extraordinary.
Well, it's going to be a remarkable day today, mate.
Hey, don't go back there last week, Ross.
Sorry.
Hey, I've got a question for you. I read an article by the esteemed McMulthouse today in the paper saying that he thought the grand finalists of the year before should have the Anzac Day clash. He thought in the world of equity that it wasn't fair that Collingwood and Essendon dominate this game. Now, you haven't had the opportunity to coach a team to play.
No, I'm excited being here today.
Have you been here before or not?
No, I reckon I watched Mark McGough when he won the medal. That was my last live game, I reckon.
It's a good question, Howie. And I don't know. Obviously, Sheeds was the one that got behind this, so it's become this big game. A lot of people, you know, we talk about Good Friday game. Everyone says, the Kangaroos are struggling at the moment, so take that off them. Yeah. Well, guess what these two sides are today?
15th and 16th.
Now, I know that they have a big supporter base, so that obviously adds to the day, and so it should. But if you're going to throw stones because of certain clubs that have a certain day and they're not high on the ladder, then let's not do that for this particular
Yeah, you've got to apply the principle.
I think it's gone too far now to take this day off these two clubs.
Well, they built it, isn't it? They've now built the
day. It's about those two. And Kevin Cheedy started it, and now it's too late for me, Howie.
And I agree with you, Doug, but let me pose this question. If you could say to me you could get an extra $2.5 million distribution every year from the AFL, or you could play Anzac Day, I would take Anzac Day from a club point of view. You build your membership around it. It's a marquee day. The benefit financially, and I'm not saying it gets taken off them, but this is something that those clubs have got that no one else has got anything like.
And just from a player's point of view, you get jealous because I would have won 6 or 7 Anzac Days.
That's the remarkable part about that.
I think you're being conservative.
That's the only thing that disappoints me, I do get jealous about the players who get to play on this. And when you look at, they're on a board, and it says James Hurd's won 4 Anzacs and Swanee's won 3 and Pendlebury's won 4 or whatever it is. You go, well, I never had the chance to win one.
Correct. Did you look on it with envy?
And I love Rantel debuting today. What a game to debut in. Sheedy said, it's worth 8 games to your growth.
You would have won a couple, Dust.
Probably a couple, I would have thought. Yeah. But I like the fact that North and the Bulldogs could maybe build Good Friday into it. And last night's a rip.
Gee whiz, to see the highlights of last night, the pre-game, the live.
I reckon that's almost as good as it gets, Anzac Eve, at night time with the flames. And so.
And how good was it, the fact that both of those two clubs, and it is, like I said, once backing over it, it is a bit different with these two because they're such powerhouse clubs. But those two last night, I mean, Richmond are, but Melbourne have been a little wishy-washy, but the fact that they're going so well, that was a ripper last night.
But I think the danger is if you hand over Anzac Day, look, they're two powerhouse
clubs. No, you can't now. It's too late.
But if you did, and let's say the premiers and the grand finalists were a lower supporter, but it'd be interesting to see. Would they fill it out?
Well, hang on. Sydney West Coast played in 2 grand finals in a row.
Yeah, but so would they fill out Anzac Day?
Good question, Ross.
Yeah, but it's a corporate day grand final. Prelims is the club.
This has got a bit of corporate about it. Anzac Day's got a lot of corporate. All the boxes would be full today.
Yeah. What do you think, though?
I think that you would, if you got the best two teams of last year, I think it opens the door to people that never get to Anzac Day that would come. I reckon you'd get 80,000 regardless of who it was, particularly if it was the two best teams from last year.
And the corporate.
I think the fact that Kevin Sheedy, this was his, this is his baby. This is one of the reasons why we regard Kevin Sheedy as the great promoters of our game, because of his idea with this. And he's had some pretty good other ideas, but this is, I would argue, is his biggest.
Just before we wind up, it's always dangerous to cast your eye too far forward after what you saw last night and what you've seen from the first six rounds. Ross, who's your premiership favourite?
Oh, that's an easy one. Well, the Cats are back in the game.
Yep.
Never fully dropped. Melbourne have got... Melbourne, it was an incredible victory for Melbourne yesterday. They've got the key forwards. They've got the midfield that's second to none, really, with Gawn. They've got their outside run. And now they're fixing up their system and their ball. I think they can win it. There's a lot of water to flow under. I think the Bulldogs are as exciting as anyone. Yeah. I like that win up at Canberra in the cold. You know, challenge. Because we've seen Sydney. I think we've seen some holes in Sydney already. You don't win a... It's a, what West Coast did yesterday, that's not... And Simpkinson looks worried because he knows that's not the DNA of a premiership team. So I think, you know, they're setting themselves apart.
I'm not riding off West Coast, Howie, or Geelong, but I'm in love with the Bulldogs. I love the way they play. So they got a few injuries on the weekend. And guess what we're about to see next Friday night? I mean, it is Bulldogs and Richmond next Friday night. So that's an absolute ripper. So we'll find out a little bit more about...
And their depth.
I'm going to butcher this quote, Howie. You'll get it. It might have been Mark Twain. The rumours of my death are greatly exaggerated.
That's correct.
Everyone's going to want to predict Richmond. Because at some stage, they won't be the champions. Do you look at a little bit of that and think, geez, in the second half, maybe there's a way that you can...
No, they can regenerate.
Yeah.
But what we saw yesterday, it's like the Rocky Mr. T. And, you know, it's the dog-hungry challenger. Like, when you're being up 3 out of 4, it's that indefinable, that hunger. They were ferocious, the D's. And I think that could be the difference as we get to those...
What was impressive about the D's, just quickly, is they were under pressure early. And they didn't falter. They stayed in the game. They found a way. And they then invariably got on top.
Well, they believe in their system now. Yeah. And if you listen to all the players, what have they done? They talk about connect. They said, we've simplified our system. It's simple.
Howie, there's a good vibe on a Sunday.
There is.
There's a good vibe
in this box. It's a lot more positive on Sunday than Friday.
You put your crash out on a Friday night.
We did have a little negative last week.
We did.
Even Timsy gets smashed on Friday night. I heard that drive along. I learned about his box.
He probably deserves it. And I like the fact that Rocky and Mr. T, Clubber Lang, got a bit as well. Hey, that is what we've got for you on this exclusive podcast for listener Anzac Day. Hope you have a fantastic day. And as always, Triple M rocks footy.